Chapter 14. Norbert the Norwegian Ridgeback. Quirrell, however, must have been braver than they'd thought. In the weeks that followed, he did seem to be getting paler and thinner, but it didn't look as though he'd cracked yet. Every time they passed the third-floor corridor, Harry, Ron and Hermione would press their ears to the door to check that Fluffy was still growling inside. Snape was sweeping about in his usual bad temper, which surely meant that the stone was still safe. Whenever Harry passed Quirrell these days, he gave him an encouraging sort of smile, and Ron had started telling people off for laughing at Quirrell's stutter. Hermione, however, had more on her mind than the Sorcerer's Stone. She had started drawing up study schedules and colour-coding all her notes. Harry and Ron wouldn't have minded, but she kept nagging them to do the same. "Hermione, the exams are ages away."
10 weeks," Hermione snapped. "That's not ages. That's like a second to Nicholas Flamel."
"But we're not 600 years old," Ron reminded her. "Anyway, what are you studying for? You already know it all."
"What am I studying for? Are you crazy? You realise we need to pass these exams to get into the second year. They're very important. I should have started studying a month ago. I don't know what's gotten into me."
Unfortunately, the teachers seemed to be thinking along the same lines as Hermione. They piled so much homework on them that the Easter holidays weren't nearly as much fun as the Christmas ones. It was hard to relax with Hermione next to you reciting the 12 uses of dragon's blood or practicing wand movements. Moaning and yawning, Harry and Ron spent most of their free time in the library with her, trying to get through all their extra work.
"I'll never remember this," Ron burst out one afternoon, throwing down his quill and looking longingly out of the library window.
It was the first really fine day they'd had in months. The sky was a clear forget-me-not blue, and there was a feeling in the air of summer coming. Harry, who was looking up Dittany in 1,000 Magical Herbs and Fungi, didn't look up until he heard Ron say,
"Hagrid, what are you doing in the library?"
Hagrid shuffled into view, hiding something behind his back. He looked very out of place in his moleskin overcoat.
"Just looking,"
he said in a shifty voice that got their interest at once.
"And what are you lot up to?"
He looked suddenly suspicious.
"You're not still looking for Nicholas Flamel, are you?"
"Oh, we found out who he is ages ago," said Ron impressively. "And we know what that dog's guarding. It's a sorcerer's Hagrid looked around quickly to see if anyone was listening.
"Don't go shouting about it. What's the matter with you?"
"There are a few things we wanted to ask you, as a matter of fact," said Harry. "About what's guarding the stone, apart from Fluffy."
"Shh,"
said Hagrid again.
"Listen, come and see me later. I'm not promising I'll tell you anything, mind, but don't go rabbiting about it in here. Students aren't supposed to know. They'll think I've told you."
"See you later, then," said Harry. Hagrid shuffled off.
"What was he hiding behind his back?" said Hermione thoughtfully. "Do you think it had anything to do with the stone?"
"I'm going to see what section he was in," said Ron, who'd had enough of working. He came back a minute later with a pile of books in his arms and slammed them down on the table.
"Dragons,"
he whispered. "Hagrid was looking up stuff about dragons. Look at these. Dragon species of Great Britain and Ireland, from egg to inferno, a dragon keeper's guide." "Hagrid's always wanted a dragon. He told me so the first time I ever met him," said Harry.
"But it's against our laws," said Ron.
"Dragon breeding was outlawed by the Warlocks' Convention of 1709. Everyone knows that. It's hard to stop muggles from noticing us if we're keeping dragons in the back garden. Anyway, you can't tame dragons. It's dangerous. You should see the burns Charlie's got off wild ones in Romania."
"But there aren't any wild dragons in Britain,"
said Harry.
"Of course there are," said Ron. "Common Welsh green and Hebridean blacks. The Ministry of Magic has a job hushing them up, I can tell you. Our kind have to keep putting spells on muggles who've spotted them to make them forget."
"So what on earth's Hagrid up to?"
said Hermione.